Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. A pizzeria owner in Long Island, New York, is now the 12th tourist that has mysteriously died in the Dominican Republic.
Oh my gosh.
What is going on here? This is insane, Liv. The 56-year-old man died shortly after he reportedly drank something and became critically ill at a resort. There's also reports that he had a heart attack. I mean, at 56, I guess it's not unheard of to have a heart attack. So, but then again, you're relaxing on vacation. It's just, I don't know. The FBI is down there investigating all these things of what the heck's happening.
Thank goodness, because it honestly has to be investigated. Because I know that, you know, sometimes it's hard with other countries police, you know, to get things done sometimes just because they don't have the same resources. So hopefully the FBI can like figure all of this stuff out.
I hate giving you sad news, but this is another big sad story.
Gosh.
Seven motorcyclists are dead following a devastating crash on a highway in New Hampshire. A Dodge pickup truck collided with several motorcycles on a highway on Friday night. The crash involved members of a Marine Jarheads MC, which is a motorcycle club in New England that includes the Marines and their spouses. Seven died. Two more were taken to a local hospital. The cause of the incident is now under investigation. I mean, early speculation would be like, well, obviously the motorcycles weren't veering out of their lane, right? So was the driver distracted in his truck maybe? Or did the driver have like a heart attack or something? Like what happened that they went into the other lane and, you know,
I mean, to hit seven, like, and you say two more were even injured, mm-hmm. to like, that's gotta be bad.
That's insane. Once again, these stories, I don't understand.
Is there another sad one?
There is. This one's out of Houston,
Joseph,
out of H-Town.
Sorry. Come on, it's Monday. Monday's already hard enough as they are.
I'm gonna give you some good stuff, but I gotta tell you the real stuff. A 26-year-old Houston woman was driving an SUV towards her children in an apparent game of chicken. How stupid are people? And she struck and killed her 3-year-old son. Harrison County prosecutors said that Alexis Stagg is charged with criminal negligent homicide in the death of her son. They say surveillance videos from an apartment complex show her getting into a Lincoln Navigator, then backing up as her three young children began running after her. She drove the SUV forward. The two of the children moved out of the way, but the 3-year-old was caught under a tire. The mom was booked into the Harris County Jail.
Oh my gosh, how stupid do you have to be as a parent to drive your SUV full force into your kids?
Now, I'm not saying you don't play chicken with your kids, but you do something like, okay, we're going to ride bikes at each other or something. It's just like,
I don't even know about that. Play,
oh,
if
that's
you
what I
want
would
to
do.
Play something like mildly aggressive, play Red Rover, Red Rover.
Oh, that could give you a good clothesline.
Well, exactly. But you know, I mean, it's better. There's better odds.
I just feel so sad that little child passed away.
That's so sad. That little 3-year-old.
The siblings.
Life.
And I mean, as dumb
oh
as that decision
gosh.
Was, I don't think the mom meant to do that on purpose. Obviously, she was not thinking, but everybody's life changed right there in an instant. Let's do something that's not involving a death, but it's like, could you imagine this happening? I'm set to fly in a couple of weeks around the 4th of July. I'm going to be going to Seattle, then a part of Canada to visit my wife's family. A woman was left on an Air Canada plane after she fell asleep on a flight from Quebec to Toronto. The woman woke up alone on a pitch black plane after she took a nap on the 90-minute flight. It was quick. You get up in the air, you come down, kind of like a pond jumper. She suffers from anxiety and insomnia, and she said the experience was so frightening that during it, she had a panic attack. The battery on her phone, check this out, also died. She eventually found a flashlight near the front of the plane, followed the steps in the instruction manual to unlock the, I guess, the airplane's main door. Now, here's the thing, though. There was a 50-foot drop to the ground. She sat on the edge of the door, flashing the light, because this was like dark out, until hours later, a worker driving a luggage cart spotted her. Air Canada has since apologized and say they are now investigating the incident.
Oh, my gosh. One, she should sue. Two, she's like, oh, like, I suffered a panic attack because I have anxiety. Any human in the world would suffer a panic attack if they woke up on a pitch black plane.
Liv, how do they not check and make sure that you're there?
Like, no, they had to have known.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no way on this planet that they did not know that she was there. Now it's just like, why didn't they wake her up? Also, stereotype of Canada is supposed to be there's super polite.
So they didn't want to wake her up?
Maybe that's it. They were just like, oh no, we don't want to wake her.
I kind of wonder if you fly for a living and you listen to the Joe and Alex show, can you tweet us and let us know, like, what's a typical procedure? Like, if you're a stewardess or something, do you kind of check to make sure everybody's off the plane, or what do you guys do?
That's
now,
crazy.
Another plane thing, which to me, I almost would consider this a dummy of the day because I like money. While boarding a plane from Paris to the U.S., it's a 10-hour flight. Cam Newton, quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, tried to buy a more comfortable seat from another passenger because obviously he's got some long legs. The NFL quarterback was seen kind of haggling with another passenger about the seat. After several denials, he eventually offered the man $1,500 to swap spots. Not to give up a seat, but just, hey, let me have yours, you can have mine.
Right, they're both probably in first class.
Yeah, well, the man refused to move.
No way.
Dude, $1,500? I would have done it for $150.
If that guy's sitting in first class and in the same section as Cam Newton, I'm going to assume this guy probably has some baller money, too. So it's like $1,500 to be like, puh! That's nothing. Now, if it were me, I would do it for $15.
That's a mortgage payment you're getting offered from Cam Newton. Take the money and just be cramped. It's not like if you have more legroom on a plane, it's really that comfortable anyways. And final story for Joe's Need to Know News. A rat fell from the ceiling of a Buffalo Wild Wings in L.A.
This rodent fell from the ceiling and landed smack dab on a woman's table. It happened at a Buffalo Wild Wings on Center Drive in Westchester. Alicia Norman is the one who took these photos after getting served something that was definitely not on the menu.
We're having adult beverages and we hear a noise. And so eyes go up because we hear the noise, and then all of a sudden a rat comes down. And so we didn't move right away because we were just kind of in shock.
It happened earlier this week as Norman was out to enjoy her birthday with friends as they watched the U.S. women in the World Cup. But the falling rodent became a bit of a distraction.
Finally, the manager comes out, and so he has two plates. Mind you, the rat is still alive.
Buffalo Wild Wings released a statement that reads in part, "The isolated incident at the Westchester area Buffalo Wild Wings in Los Angeles yesterday was unfortunate. The center where the restaurant is located is undergoing significant construction, and we are confident it was directly related." Norman is dealing with the nauseating episode with a dose of humor, snapping another photo in front of the restaurant, posing by the health grade.
That's what happened, and that was my birthday surprise.
That's your birthday surprise?
Oh,
surprise!
My gosh, that would literally traumatize me.
Oh,
absolutely not. I would never be eating another wing in my life.
I don't know, man. You ever try a rat? I hear it tastes like chicken.
Ew!
Do the blazing rat challenge.
That is so gross!
You can see the video of the rat, not falling, but what it looks like online. Everything, actually. Just go to joanalexshow.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News.